Next week, on March 22nd, composer, lyricist, and living legend Stephen Sondheim turned 75. Jeff London has this appreciation.
I'm just a Broadway baby.
Stephen Sondheim would be the first to tell you he's a Broadway baby. As a teenager, he learned about theatrical songwriting from a master, Oscar Hammerstein, the author of Showboat and Oklahoma, among others. And by the time Sondheim was 25, he had his first show, West Side Story, on Broadway.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Even though he only wrote lyrics to Leonard Bernstein's music for West Side Story, it was the beginning of a remarkable career in which Sondheim, as lyricist and composer, has elevated what was essentially light-hearted, optimistic commercial entertainment into an art form.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
Sondheim's shows, with their intricately crafted scores, reflect his restless curiosity about human nature. From the barber exacting murderous revenge in Sweeney Todd, to the struggling artist Georges Seurat in Sunday in the Park with George.
Finishing the hat. How you have to finish the hat. How you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat.
Sondheim has looked at contemporary marriage and ambivalence in company.
You're always sorry. You're always grateful.
Disillusionment in the American dream in Follies.
The road you didn't take hardly comes to mind, does it? The door you didn't try, where could it have led?
The culture clash between 19th century Japan and America in Pacific Overtures.
The middle of the world would flow in the middle of the sea.
The dark side of fairy tales and Into the Woods.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey.
And the even darker side of Presidential Assassins.
We're the other national anthem, folks, the ones that can't get into the ballpark.
Over the course of his 50-year professional career, Stephen Sondheim has won numerous Tony Awards, the Pulitzer Prize, and received both critical praise and brickbats for his adventurous work. Frank Rich is a columnist and former drama critic for the New York Times.
Perhaps no one more than Sondheim contributed to just keeping the form alive of what had been the classic Broadway musical. He reinvented it. He kept it fresh, interesting, figuring out new ways to, you know, muck around with it for each show. And that sort of is probably the tail end of the history of 20th century American musical theater, because it's moved on to something else now.
We've come a long way. We've been through a lot. We've learned how to bounce. As Papa would say.
At an age when many people choose to retire, Stephen Sondheim keeps writing. In the last couple of years, his new musical Bounce was produced at Washington's Kennedy Center, and a substantial revision of The Frogs was seen at New York's Lincoln Center. But the occasion of his 75th birthday has also prompted an opportunity for some reflection, and an opportunity for the composer-lyricist to share some treasures from his vault, he says. In May, a new CD of Sondheim singing his own songs will be released.
Up through a little night music, I used to record everything I wrote. I had a friend who had a tape recorder and a whole tape set up at his house, and I used to go over there and sing and play all the stuff.
Love is in the air, quite clearly, people everywhere act queerly.
Stephen Sondheim singing Love is in the Air, the original opening number from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
He writes as if he's an actor.
Bernadette Peters starred in Sunday in the Park with George and Into the Woods.
As if he's playing the role, really, I think, because if you have a quarter note, there's a reason. The quarter note helps you express what you're feeling at that moment.
As Stephen Sondheim moved on through his career, he constantly pushed the boundaries of musical theater, perhaps nowhere more than in his acknowledged masterwork, Sweeney Todd. The show deals with murder, cannibalism, and, not coincidentally, is wickedly funny. Angela Lansbury originated the role of Nellie Lovett, the woman who bakes Sweeney Todd's victims into meat pies. She says when audiences attended early previews, they didn't know what to think.
People were appalled by the blood that was splattering at them from the stage. They felt that Stephen had gone a step too far. But my goodness, there was another two-thirds of the audience who hadn't seen it yet who arrived at the theater. And they just took it to their hearts. And of course, to make a long story short, we won the Tony that year. So that was the thing that launched us.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Even with multiple Tony Awards in a two-year run, Sweeney Todd didn't earn back its investment. In commercial terms, it was a flop. The truth is, very few of Stephen Sondheim's shows have been commercial hits. In fact, for more than two decades, Sondheim has developed his work at not-for-profit theaters.
My first not-for-profit show was Son of the Park with George. And, of course, it was such a pleasure compared to doing it on Broadway. I mean, the lack of pressure, not having to worry about everything from budget to backers. And it was just fun to do. And that's the way theater should be done, just for the love of it.
Sunday in the Park with George, written with James Lapine, eventually migrated to Broadway, where it won a Pulitzer Prize, but again, it wasn't a commercial success. Frank Rich of the New York Times says Broadway has fundamentally changed since Sondheim and his most frequent collaborator, Hal Prince, arrived in the late 1950s.
It's become so expensive to produce Broadway musicals that the possibility of a young Sondheim, a young Kander and Ebb, a young Bach and Harnack being embraced by a producer like Hal Prince and financed for a song and given a shot on Broadway, that's gone.
This shift worries Stephen Sondheim, who thinks the theme park atmosphere of contemporary musical theater means fewer opportunities for young writers.
It's all corporate ventures, and it's all geared towards what they think the public would like, which has to do with pre-sold titles, and, you know, it's a terrible atmosphere for young writers. It's just, and yet there's a lot of good writing going on. It's just, I'm really worried about people learning, because you can't learn without an audience.
Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be.
Stephen Sondheim says he doesn't go out to see a lot of theater or concerts these days, preferring to get together with friends. The quintessential New Yorker now splits his time between a townhouse in Manhattan and a home in Connecticut, where he says country life makes him happy. But as he turns 75, Sondheim is characteristically sorry grateful.
I still feel like I can't believe what I look at in the mirror. And all the accolades both flatter and embarrass me, as you can well imagine. And it does feel like, you know, here's your gold watch, go away. So it has its downside, all this hullabaloo and praise. On the other hand, it's very good for the ego.
Today, New York Symphony Space will present Wall to Wall Sondheim, a free 12-hour concert, and many other 75th birthday celebrations are planned around the country. As for Stephen Sondheim, he says he doesn't have any new projects to announce just yet. He's, quote, nibbling at a couple of things.
White, a blank page or canvas, his favorite. So many possibilities.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The words and music from Stephen Sondheim do not end here. There are more interview excerpts and three full Sondheim show tunes on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.